Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
The historic Clay County Courthouse, and in our little office room here with our radio station, which is WVFB FM 101 Kicks Country. And it's always an extreme pleasure to be here and to get to come out into your homes and places of abode here in Clay County and all the surrounding areas. And we're just proud you let us come in and sit back and relax and enjoy us here for the next hour. We've got a couple of guests that will be on here in a few minutes, and got some interesting things that happened today in history. We've got Miss Judith Cutright from over at the Clay County Library is here, and a little bit later on, Coach Matt Walker from CCHS is going to come over and talk to us a little bit about the girls' basketball season. Basketball season's fixing to crank up here in the next few days. We'll talk about that a little bit, and just whatever we may wander off on something. We never know for sure here. This is kind of unscripted, and sometimes we wander around, but usually everything turns out pretty good. We haven't messed up too many times yet. But with all that, we will take a few minutes and jump and do a little commercial here to begin with. And of course, we always want to thank those folks that make this possible through their purchasing of time on our radio station, let you know about their products, produce, and services they may offer. So right now, let's do that, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can,
said our says.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right, we just finished our countdown, so it's blast off time. Time to start today's show in earnest. We've got a number of things going on in and around Clay County here, the courthouse and down at the community center. I know, I guess it's tomorrow and Saturday we have the Christmas Bazaar going on. And I think it starts in the morning about 8 o'clock and lasts until maybe 4. And then I think it lasts until about 2 o'clock on Saturday, I believe. They'll have a number of vendors down there with all kinds of merchandise, Christmas merchandise, crafts, just all kinds of stuff that you can go down there and spend your money on. And it's one of their major little fundraisers of the year. And everyone get out and go down and visit with them tomorrow and Saturday. And then, of course, coming up before long, we're going to have the merchants have an open house weekend coming up here before Christmas, along about Thanksgiving, somewhere along in there. We've got the Christmas parade coming up on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Then a little bit later on in December, we'll have our mistletoe market crank up, and then we have our annual Christmas program here at the courthouse. And we're organizing all of those things now, and look like we're going to have a great Christmas show this year. And we're looking maybe at, due to a little bit of demand, that we're going to do a Saturday evening show at 7 o'clock and then a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock. So we can only seat 130 people in here, and I think the 130th person's seat is not real comfortable, so we make it set up so everyone can have comfort when they come in and to see our Christmas show this year. We're getting our artists lined up. We're working on some of our Christmas skits and things like that. So we're looking forward to a great, great dual holiday season coming up here with Thanksgiving and Christmas. And with that, basketball season starts Tuesday night. We open up at home with Livingston Academy. I think that's the first time we've had them on the regular season schedule in a while. And that should be a couple of great basketball games. And as always, here on Thursday morning, we have our birthday and anniversary club sponsored by the folks out at the Salina Grill and Chill, where we will read off our names about halfway through the show, if I can remember it. And then toward the end of the show, we'll draw out the name of one lucky person who will win one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. And, of course, remind everyone to make a trip over to the Dairy Queen at least once a day and spend some money with them. So, and with that, let's look at our today in history. Judith, how would that be? Are you a history fan? Or?
Somewhat.
No, that's kind of beating around the bush there on that. Some of these may be out of order a little bit, but kind of looking through different things that happened on this day in history. Some are kind of interesting. This 1848, the first post office in California opened in San Francisco. And I believe the thing that I read said there was about 1,400 Europeans actually living in San Francisco permanently at that time. Of course, this is just before 1849. Now, what happened in 1849, Judith?
The gold rush.
All right. See, you do know some history. The great California gold rush began, and they needed a few more post offices there in the next year or so. Looking on down through here, this is kind of interesting. In 1906, upon the completion of the Panama Canal, President Teddy Roosevelt made an official visit to the Panama Canal, which marked the first time that a sitting American president actually left the country. We've had one or two leave on trips since then, haven't we?
We have. I did not know that one.
Yeah, that 1906, the first time that happened. And looking on down through some of the things here, this is kind of relevant to this season. In 1932, a hurricane storm wave swept over Santa Cruz, Cuba, and killed 2,500 people. I kind of like this one, too. In 1938, cartoonist Al Capp, who created a thing called Little Abner. And of course, Little Abner hadn't been around for a while. Now, Judith and I remember Little Abner. Little Abner was kind of a composite of all of us folks down south, supposedly. And little Abner was kind of shy, and there was a real, real good-looking blonde in there named Sadie Hawkins, and little Abner just wouldn't have much to do with her, so Al came along with a thing he called Sadie Hawkins Day, which gave women the right to ask men out. And I think there are some towns in this country that still celebrate Sadie Hawkins Day. It became kind of an irreverent holiday. We can't call it a national holiday. But then in 1872, the Great Boston Fire, 1,000 buildings destroyed there in Boston. And of course, now this next one is a very memorable day. On this day in 1989, the Berlin Wall came down, which basically marked the end of the Soviet Empire. And let's see, looking on down through our things here, let's see, we have the Apollo 4 was the first successful Saturn V rocket launch. And as far as birthdays today, now I think Judith and I both remember this, Murray Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary was born on this day. And we kind of grew up listening to the folk music of those folks. So that's some of the things that happened on this day. Of course, there are numerous other things, but I kind of handpicked the better ones. How's that?
That sounds good.
Good morning, Judith. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, Judith is the librarian over at the Clay County Library, and she makes a trek over here every once in a while to kind of fill us in on some of the things that are going on at the library. And I know the last time she was here, we were talking about the building plan, and I think that's still in progress and still trying to earn some money for that.
We are. So far, we have raised $75,019. So we still have a ways to go, but we do appreciate any and all that have donated. The board has, of course, we've lost Miss Ruth Parsons. She was
yes.
a very important part of our
tremendous loss for the library.
For the library and the community.
Yeah, and the community, yes, ma'am.
The board has voted that when we get this addition built, it will be named in honor of her. We were very pleased to do that.
So if anyone would like to make a memorial donation in her name, that would be a great thing to do, wouldn't it?
That would be, yes.
Okay, now, what else we got going on over there?
Our big thing, as I said, is the building fund. November is also Fine Forgiveness Month, so we're asking people to look around their homes and while you're getting ready for the holidays, see if you've got any of our material that you didn't remember to bring back. Bring it in, and no questions asked. We just like our stuff back.
No fines or felonies for this.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you can't come in when we're open, we do have a book drop list in the front of the building. You're welcome to drop things in there. We've got a lot of new material coming in, a lot of new release DVDs, some large print that just came in, several new large print westerns for those that like to read the westerns.
Do we have many western fans in this area?
We do have several western fans. I know I went through a spell myself where I read everything that Louis L'Amour ever put out.
Of course, I grew up reading Zane Grey, read a lot of those. Some of them I have reread, but my later reading had been along the James Patterson. I enjoyed just, of course, he must never sleep. I mean, he turns out a dozen books every month, looks like.
He has several people,
right,
co-authors.
Right with him, yes.
I just finished the new Lee Child myself, so any Jack Reacher fans, we have the
new
Jack Reacher there.
Starring Tom Cruise.
And no. that's debatable. But
I was perusing the TV channels last night and stopped at the Jack Buck show. Jack Buck, that he was a former baseball player that had the talk show. And along that line, he had Indiana's infamous basketball coach on there. And he was talking about that's Bobby Knight, of course.
Right.
He was talking about when he grew up, that, you know, of course he wanted to go play ball and all this kind of stuff. And but before he could go out and do some of those things, he had to read first. And his mother required him to read, you know, a book every, she had a time date. He had to read a book among that. And when he finished reading it, he didn't just get to come in and say, "Mama got the book done." She actually quizzed him on the books, he said. And, you know, reading and turning pages is a lot of self-discipline. And not only just that, but the knowledge you gain. And he said he carried that over to his basketball coaching. That when they went on a road trip, that he required each player to bring a book with them and to read it on the road trip.
A book will take you a lot of places that you normally don't see.
You can see the world sitting in your recliner, can't you?
You can.
Okay. Some of the things, I know we've talked about a lot of this before. Of course, it's always good to remind folks about all the different services that you do offer there at the Clay County Library.
We have internet access, which is free to the public. We have DVDs. We have books. We have books on CD. So if you do a lot of traveling, you can always just put a book in your CD player and listen to it as you drive.
That's the audio book.
The audio book, yes.
Okay, and I think, the free internet service, you know, is something that, I know quite a few folks do have internet services in their home here, but quite a few folks don't. And there are a number of things that you no longer can do through the mail or on the telephone, that you actually have to go online and fill out applications and things like that.
Right, and so, unemployment, we have several people that come in and file their unemployment using the computers.
And you all are at the point now where you can offer expert advice?
We do, quite often. And even when we're not open, we do have Wi-Fi that is available 24/7. As long as the power is up, the internet is on. So we have several people that like to come out and get on their devices out in our parking lot in the evening.
Well, I was wondering what those folks are doing there.
That's what they're doing.
I know when we first started with the school systems, and we had open lines, that back in the day before the piracy thing came so big, some of the schools in the big cities, they would have the parking lot full of students driving in and downloading music.
Music, homework help, games, just connecting with the world.
And what about if you were trying to do a little family history?
We do have some genealogy material available. As a matter of fact, I just got a request through an email for some information on some genealogy.
Well, I know. I just happened to stroll through the other day and opened the drawer, and someone opened up a file, and it opened up to an ancestor of my wife's who was, where she had filed a request for funds from the federal government on an act in 1903 or something, where all the Indians were granted a stipend of money for their children or whatever, and it just happened to open up to that, and I thought that was kind of neat that was there. And of course I had you folks to copy it for me, and like she said, she was going to take it to her mother and let her look at that. With that, let's take a little short break and come back for a second. We need to let our folks that make this possible get in a word or two.
Alright,
we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here. We got the fireplace turned on this morning, and from the prognosticators with the weather service said we may need to turn everything up a little bit tonight. They're talking about maybe getting down into the 20s tonight.
Winter is
so
here.
we're right now due a little winter. Judith, I was speaking of winter and the time. I know with the holidays and things, have an abbreviated or schedule opening at the library?
We do. This weekend is Veterans Day, and I would like to give a good shout-out to all of those who have served our country. I know my husband was in the Marine Corps for 12 years, and I know how difficult it is to be away from home and family. We will close tomorrow at 12:30, and we will close on Saturday for Veterans Day. And then with Thanksgiving coming up, the week of Thanksgiving, our schedule will shift a little bit. And in order for everyone to be allowed time with their family, we'll open up at 11 o'clock on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and be open until 8 o'clock and then close until the Monday after Thanksgiving.
And I think Slotted Cage is having their veterans. I think they usually have an annual veterans program on Friday. I haven't heard for sure on that. You might want to call out at K8 and check and be sure, but I think they do a veterans program each year with a salute to the veterans. And like I said, I haven't been officially informed of that, but I think that goes on. And also along that same line, you know, come by and take a look at our two monuments we have here on the square now of our veterans, the names of them, of those folks that served and those things. And I also want to remind everyone that I received a notice from Mr. Rick Buford a little while back about, he realizes and the folks realize that there were a few mistakes on that. Those can be corrected if you find one of those or names that need to be added. Because when you do something like that, you know, you spend year or so or longer looking for all the names, and you know, you keep telling folks, you know, get us this, get us that, you know, get this stuff into us, but then, you know, then once the monument goes up, someone remembers. And but that you can of course check with the folks over at the chamber, and they can give you an email address or a phone number for Mr. Rick Buford, and he will take care of that, and we will get everyone on there that should be there. You know, sometimes it takes more than just one printing to get the book right.
To get things right. And then along the same lines, we do still have the veterans photo books at the library. If anyone had prepaid, you're welcome to come in and pick it up. Or if you'd like another copy, we do have several more that are available.
Okay. Have you got any author signings coming up anytime in the next little bit?
We have not. With the holiday schedule, everyone has so many things to do. We'll wait till springtime for that.
How did one go with Mr. Gary? Would you have a pretty good turnout?
We had an excellent turnout. We had a couple of thousand people in the library that day.
My goodness. That is tremendous.
It was.
Of course, I've known Mr. Garrett for a long time. He's in the education field over in Overton County. We actually worked together a couple of times. But it's a great read. It's a great little book to read. And I know before that you had the author from down at Red Bull and Springs back earlier who was on the radio show also.
Mr. Metter, yes.
And I think we've Have you had our local poet on there that works with? Well, I'm at a loss for that. There's a couple of classmates that put out a couple of books of poetry in this, from this area. Price, and not you, not a Price now, but Scott.
Scott, and we do have her book, their book. And if you had not asked me, I would be like...
We both had mental lapses here all at once, haven't we? But, you know, the library, just go through there and walk through it every once in a while and see what we have there. And, you know, look at what the bestseller list. Do you try to keep...
We try to get all of the new popular authors in. Of course...
There's no way you can keep up with everything on the top 100. I mean, we
do at least the top 25.
Yeah.
Our biggest problem goes back to any time we put something new in, we're so limited on space, we have to take something out.
And what about the, you know, purchasing of the books? Do you have to do that out of your funds? Or
We do. The county has given us a budget and...
You try to estimate how many books you're going to need, and of course based on the previous year. And,
right.
And if someone has a special book, you try to accommodate them, don't you?
I do. I always welcome suggestions. If you have a title that you'd like or an author you'd like, please let me know, and I will do my best to get it. If I can't get it, we might be able to borrow it from another library. We do have that capacity.
Oh, I saw over in Monroe County, they still got the rolling library over there on the truck.
I wish we could still do that here.
We had that here for a long time. Well, Judith, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
No,
and folks,
thank you.
Go over and visit the library. Take advantage of it. It's just right across the street from the health department. When you go over and get your flu shot or before, come by and check the library out and check you out a book and take the book over and read while you're waiting to get your flu shot.
And we've painted it a bright blue, so it's hard to miss.
Okay. Thank you, Judith, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll take a little short break, and we'll come back, and we'll do our birthday and anniversary list. Judith, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there for family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-2255. 243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. Because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. I guess first off, I need to make a little correction. I transposed a couple of numbers on the Christmas Bazaar. It's not 8 to 4. It's 4 to 8 tomorrow. They don't open until tomorrow afternoon. That gives them time to get everything set up down there after they have the lunch and things like that. They're at the senior center. So it's 4 to 8, folks. So don't go running down there at 8 o'clock in the morning looking for them. And there is a kind of... they'd like for you to donate about $2 when you come in down there this evening. And then tomorrow it begins at 8 o'clock and runs till they shut down. And I don't... Thank you. Doing that all the time, too. Tomorrow is not... tomorrow is Friday, ain't it? Oh, did I say today? I'm sorry. I'm telling you what. Sometimes when I do make a mistake, I compound it by... fixing it. Friday. Saturday, 8 to 2. And Friday from 4 to 8. I think Friday. Friday and Saturday. I think we got it straight finally. And let's see, Coach Matt Walker's here with us, but before we get to him, let's see if I can get through this now. Birthdays and anniversaries. We have on our birthday and anniversary list, Amanda Sharp, who celebrated a birthday on the 4th, and then Sandra Dubow on the 7th of this month, and then Beverly Stewart is celebrating a birthday this week, and Troy White Mouse Smith is celebrating a birthday this week. These are from the folks over at Beach Bethany Church of Christ. They're friends over there. And then also celebrating his 34th birthday is Mr. Ricky Hale, and calling this in was his mother Barbara, and they'd like to all wish him a happy birthday on November the 4th from his mother Barbara, his sister Mandy, his sister Darlena and Lisa Thompson, and also from Mike and Teresa Strong. And also this past week, little Miss Addison Brown celebrated a birthday on the 4th, and this is kind of from her family and friends. And on the 7th, Kevin Beasley, and this was happy birthday from Christy and Gavin. And then from out in the Moss area, Miss Clarice Moss celebrated a birthday on the 2nd. And then over at the Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Miss Marie Clemens is celebrating a birthday. And we would like to wish all those folks a happy birthday. And we'll draw out a name here toward the end of the show. And one of those folks is going to win one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. So with that said, Coach Walker, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
What's fixing to happen?
We're fixing to open up our season, playing Livingston next Tuesday night, a home game, an old rivalry that we're glad to be a part of again.
It's been a while since we actually had them. I think the boys played them in the Hall of Fame. The girls played them, the young ladies played last year also.
Boys and girls both played them in third place last year and got them at home this year.
Is it still part of the Hall of Fame, or is this like...
Yes, Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame game. Is that kind of set up where you can either count it, if you lose, you don't have to count it, and if you win, you can? Or...
Not anymore. I used to be like that a long time ago, and now it's every game counts.
Every game counts. I thought that was pretty good. If you win, you can. If you lose, you don't have to. That, as you said, that is a long, long-standing rivalry here. Over the years, I think maybe there was one period of time when Livingston was in the district with us back before classification for, I think, for a two-year period, because they were in the district when I was a senior in high school for 2 years. And they defeated us in the finals of the district tournament 1 year, and we won it the year before that. So it is a long-standing. Even though they weren't in our district, all the years that I coached, we played them a couple of times a year. And it's always Livingston was a good measuring stick for boys and girls basketball, because they are a pretty good double-A team, aren't they, Coach?
They are. They're still a good measuring stick, playing a larger school, bigger classification, more students to pick from. And then you just can't beat the convenience of driving right down the road and being home before 10 o'clock. So.
And it will get to the point where it'll draw a tremendous crowd again.
Oh, anybody that was at the game last year knows how excited both of our fan bases are to have this rivalry going again. It was pretty much standing room only at Livingston last year, and we kind of expect the same thing at our place this year.
Hopefully we will have.
Yes.
And game time, of course, is still...
Still 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And admission?
$5.
And, of course, we do have the reserved seats for the folks that buy those early, don't we? And,
we do. Those sold out pretty fast again this year. The last few years, our fan base has just been tremendous. Boys and girls both had support. A lot of good players coming up, and of course having success helps with that.
And looked like we got some a whole bunch of good young players down in the junior high at this time.
Absolutely, boys and girls both.
Boys and girls both, and I think the numbers in the girls, they look like there's. It's hard to tell who is first team and who is second team down there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A bunch of good-looking young ladies, so I'm sure that you're not really looking forward to getting any of those, are you?
I'm very excited. Harmony Springs has had some success the
Absolutely.
Last few years.
They've won the state tournament.
There's a lot of those girls that's up there this year and will continue to come up in the next couple of years. And then the K-8s had quite a bit of success the last couple of years. Pee-wee state runner-up a couple years ago. That group of girls is now eighth graders. And the group of girls that are seventh grade that you're referring to won the state tournament last year when they was in sixth grade. So a lot of talent coming from both ends of the county.
So we may be the hotbed like those folks up in Fenters County think they are. And we're going to have to start whipping up on them.
We're pulling from two schools also at the junior high ranks. And Fenters has a habit of pulling from multiple schools too. But
they've got a whole bunch of them up there.
Yeah.
The junior high played up there the other night in the school down there in, I guess, South Fenters.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous facility up there.
Yes.
Tremendous facility. All right, now we've got through the preliminaries here. What can we look forward to this year?
I think it's going to be an exciting season. Our speed this year is just tremendous. Our outside shooting has been even improved over last year. So we've got a good shooting team, a good quick team. A team that's going to get up in people defensively and going to be fun to watch.
Okay, I think you guys have had your preseason coaches meeting and done your guessing on who's going to be good and who ain't. Who came out on top on that guess?
On the girls' side, the Pickett County girls was picked first, and they're probably the favorites to win the state. They got beat by the defending state champions from the last 2 years. They've moved up to double-A, So Pickett's probably the favorite in the state. They was voted first in the district. And then you got the state runner-up from last year, Clark Range. They was picked second. Of course, they lost their big girl, so...
That
makes them more manageable. They've got a great crop of freshmen coming up as well, so they're still pretty dangerous.
You know, there's no amount of coach that'll make you 6'4" in a girls' game, is there?
No, there's not. Jackson County was picked third, just as they was last year. We went 2-1 against them last year. They beat us at third place in a 2-point game that we didn't have Kinsey. So we was 2-1 against them last year, but just based on returners, I think they got the nod over us based on returning players. They have pretty much everybody from that same team back, whereas we lost a few.
Right. And I know, of course, we advanced pretty good last year, didn't we?
We made it to the region and kind of got upset, I believe, in the region. Thought it was a game that was pretty capable of winning, and it was one of those games that everybody had an off night on the same night, and that hurts.
Yeah, and Watertown's really not a friendly place for. I mean, it's like a big open barn down there. It just doesn't feel good when you walk in there.
No, it doesn't. But this is kind of the same boat we was in last year. We was picked fourth going in the district. The only thing that's really changed is our district has grew this year. It's went from 5 teams to 8 teams. That's going to put quite a bit of pressure on that first round of region or district tournament game.
Okay, now who are the new teams this year in the district?
We added Trousdale, Gordonsville, and Red Bowling. So some familiar faces. And but that puts pressure to win that first round of the district, whereas last year, it's pretty much a shoe-in. You know, if you just went in that 4-5 game, it's a shoe-in.
Yeah. Well, the competition needs to start early. I know it's not good if you don't win early, but it does need to start early. And with of course, it makes it easier to draw up the bracket.
It does.
What about the district tournament this year? Where will it be held this year?
It's going to be played at White County.
At White County.
The first round is going to be satellite games,
right.
The higher seed. And then if you're fortunate enough to make it to the top four, the district tournament moved to White County, district as well as the region.
So we moved away from the Livingston facility.
Sad to see it go. It was a great tournament atmosphere the last few years.
Yes, it has been. We've filled that place up there every night.
Yes, we did.
I don't know. That's totally not centrally located, is it, for most of our teams in the district?
Not for the district, but it's for the region tournament site, that's about as central as it can be.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that also, because I think the region competition has changed, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, the region is now some of the Chattanooga teams as well, whereas our region before, we was going to Watertown and Friendship Christian from years ago and Gordonsville and Red Bull, and they was all the region teams. Now our region becomes pretty much a substate in the last several years, playing Whitwell and South Pitt, some of the Chattanooga schools.
Okay, and I know, of course, with the old region, for the other region, it was a pretty tough travel region for those folks. So when you go to looking from Van Buren County to down to Watertown, I mean, that's a pretty good trip on a Tuesday night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I know, White County's going to make a little bit longer trip for us from here in Clay County, and a pretty good trip for, Trousdale and Red Boiling to make that trip, because really none of those trips, I guess, they're not interstate trips, are they?
No, it's kind of a strain for us to play our district there, but that's a big advantage come region tournament time.
Yeah, okay, with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back, and I think maybe getting about time to do a little review of this year's team, and what we can look forward to, some of the players, some of the folks that have showed up real well in practice, and I think you've had a couple scrimmages and that type of thing. We'll be back just in a minute with more from Coach Matt Walker.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
welcome back, everyone. I finally got Coach Matt Walker slowed down enough where we could take a break. We get talking basketball. We may have to buy an extra 5 minutes of time or something this morning before we get through. But right now, Coach, let's talk about looking at the rundown of this year's team, maybe some of the tough teams that are going to be on the schedule. I know we've talked about the top four teams, but how about the personnel this year?
We've got a good returning class. We returned quite a few girls that got some minutes last year. And you talked about the young talent. We've got a great group of freshmen coming in that's pushing for playing time this year, as well as going to develop for the future years.
Well, do you want to name some individuals? Can you think of all of them?
As many as I can. I know we returned first-team all-district player Taylor Strong. She had a great sophomore season last year, great outside shooter, and she's really added a little bit of toughness, a little bit of drive into her game. Not hardly as one-dimensional as she was last year. In our last scrimmage, she got, to me, a great stat line. She had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. And that just goes to show you that her game has rounded out very nicely.
That is good.
And she's taking on a leadership role for the team. Again, that's what you want out of your first-team player.
Right. Somebody's got to be a leader, haven't they?
Absolutely.
And you know, sometimes it's not necessarily the person you would think it would be that actually, you know, that gains the respect of all the other girls and just kind of steps out and every once in a while may bark at one of them, reckon?
We've got some great leaders. Kenzie Arms, she's another good player for us. She was a second-team all-district girl last year. Again, that was her sophomore season, and she's into her third year now. And those two are showing the type of growth that you would expect out of an upperclassman, out of a junior this year. Kenzie's having to take on more of a rebounding and a toughness role with losing one of our post players from last year, and she's really stepped up to the challenge and getting a lot of rebounds.
Okay, now rounding out what you may call your you may not have a first five right now. You may just have a group that are going to play a whole lot.
We do. We've got a group that's going to get the majority of the minutes. But our first five right now runs it out is senior Brittany Boone, Cara Butterworth, another senior, and another junior, Maddie Harlan. So we've got some experience in our starting lineup, and any of those five are doing a great job as far as the leadership goes. There's some stuff in practice that I don't have to fuss about. And when you got kids showing leadership, it just makes things go a whole lot smoother.
And then there is a freshman sitting on the bench, isn't there?
A pretty good freshman sitting on the bench. Rachel Copas. She's tremendous. She's going to have a great career here. She's the type of player that every kid wants to play with. She's a pass-first player. She's averaging about 6 assists in our scrimmages so far. Tuesday night against York, she had 5 rebounds from the point guard position. And then she can throw in 10 points here and there, too, on limited shots. So she's just a great girl to play with.
Okay, going on down the line now.
Got another very talented freshman, Katie Arms. She's coming off the bench as a freshman and playing quite a bit of minutes. And she's doing some things that you don't typically think of for a freshman. You know,
she's a little spitfire, too.
She is. She's doing all the things a coach would want out of a player that's trying to get minutes. She attempted a charge the other day. She's boxing out against, you know, Livingston 6'1 post girl. She got matched up on her on a box out, boxed her out strong and gotten over the back call. She's just doing all the intangibles that that mean a lot to a team.
Okay, then next. We're going right on down the line, aren't we?
Kelsey Roten, a sophomore. She didn't play much last year. She's the same type of player. She's the one that's going to dive on the ground for a loose ball. She's constantly on the ground, and she's undersized. What she lacks in size, she makes up for in heart. Her shot's got a whole lot better. She made a three-pointer at the buzzer against Livingston in one of our scrimmages. Going into the fourth quarter, that's a pretty big shot for us. So she's improved her game as well.
Okay, and I know there's also there's lots more, aren't there?
after really our top five, we go young really, really quick.
Yeah.
That's that talented bunch of freshmen I was talking about. We got Madison Beasley, Marley Ashlock. Those two girls are from Hermitage Springs, and both of them are very, very good players. They're pushing for minutes this year, but the future is just – future's very bright for both of them. Marley can really score the ball. Madison's a great tough-nosed player. He can dive on the floor, do all the little things, all the little intangibles that coaches love.
You know, I know as a coach, you know, a lot of folks think the ultimate I guess, position for a coach to be in is when he gets those five players in one class that have the potential. But that's a drawback to it when you get all five of them in the same class. Because guess what happens?
It is.
They
it
all
is.
Graduate the same year, yep. Don't they? And right now it looks like you've got some kids, that folks that are strung out. And as you lose folks, you'll be able to plug in someone else.
Yeah, we've got some more freshmen. Lily Burchett, she's really impressed me in the last couple of scrimmages. She's shown some things that I've never seen her do before, and shown a willingness to attack the basket and a willingness to shoot the ball to go along with her good defense. And Hannah Raines, she's a big post player. She's got some potential. Maddie Key, she's a sophomore. She didn't play last year. She's coming out this year. She's got good size, good potential.
Okay, you know, it's kind of neat when, you know, you have talked all these things, coached all these things for 6 months, and then on 6 months and one day, that little light bulb goes off in their head, doesn't it? And they think, hey, coach has been telling me all this stuff, and if I do it, it works.
It is. That's some of the younger players I was mentioning about. You know, they've still got stuff to learn, obviously, but you see improvement every day with young players. That's something, even as good as Copas is, you know, young players are prone to have bad games here and there. You know, and I'm not going to pull her out after one mistake, and that's the good part about having freshmen. You let them learn from their mistakes, and pays off down the road.
You have to bite the bullet and take the good with the bad with the good, don't you?
You do.
And I always kind of thought if you had a good player and you got maybe a third of the games out of them that were good, that's a successful season. Then you expect two-thirds the next year, and then by the time they're juniors and seniors, you think, well, hey, we're going to get this every night now, maybe.
Absolutely.
And that is, of course, with the girls, I know we don't have the big post player that we've had some good-sized girls in the past, but now Kenzie is a pretty good-sized young lady, and she takes up a big space down there.
She is. Her rebound has really come along, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but her defense. Just moving her feet on defense, being aware. I think that's part of being an upperclassman now. And, you know, she's had a year in my system where we're playing man, and she understands help side, and she understands how to rotate. She's trying to protect the paint for us and take layups, and she even attempted a charge the other night. So big growth for that young lady. And on the offensive end, she's just tremendously skilled. You can play inside with her. You can play outside with her. She's a great passer from the post position. I mean, she's got everything you'd want out of a post player.
Oh, yeah, like I said, there's looked like some pretty good balance there. And I know from the past game that there are some good open floor defensive players on this team. I know we've gotten quite a few steals last year from the girls out in the open court. And with that year of experience, they will have learned not to reach when they ain't supposed to.
Stay out of foul trouble. Two of our starters that don't get a lot of praise in the scoring column. You know, Maddie Harlan, Brittany Moon. Maddie's gonna lock down the best girl every night. She done a great job last year against Jackson County, just taking away the best player every night. Brittany Moon as well. You know, she's not gonna be guarding point guards. That's gonna fall to Maddie with her being a starting lineup. But Brittany can match up against a guard or a post, and she's always gonna have one of the best girls every night.
I know Brittany has been a tremendous defensive player from the get-go, and over the years, the rest of her game is catching up with her defensive ability.
It is. She had 12 points Tuesday night against York in the scrimmage. And when you're getting 12 points out of her to go along with her 6-7 rebounds plus her defense, that makes a very solid player in the starting lineup.
Okay, we probably need to take a little short break here for a minute, then we'll come back and we want to talk about the schedule a bit, because I think there's been some changes made in our Christmas schedule this year. Right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute and give away a birthday cake and finish up with Coach Walker.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, We'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach, as we said before break, that there's been a little bit of change, I know, in the creating. You want to tell us about that real quickly?
We went to Gatlinburg the last couple of years, and that's it's a great experience, great to get away from home. But this year we're going to go to White County for a Christmas tournament. We're going to get three games on the same court as our district and our region.
Who says our coach don't know anything?
Unfortunately, seems like the rest of our region had the same thoughts. I think maybe six of the teams in it are our district teams trying to do the same thing.
So this is going to be a pre-tournament tournament.
It's going to be a pre-tournament tournament. Probably won't see much scheming-wise out of any of the coaches up there. It's probably going to be an open gym type game where we just suit up and play.
Yeah.
And we're also going to York for a Christmas tournament. I tell you, they've got a corporate sponsor that's paying out big money to get some teams to come in. They're treating the kids good.
Yeah, I think they started that maybe. Was last year the inaugural tournament?
It was. They invited us last year and would have loved to have went to it last year, but I give my word to Macon County that we'd come to them, and I hate to go back on what I tell somebody.
Yeah.
So, but I did tell them, I said, this is the last year, so we're going to York next year, and got to honor up to your commitments.
Well, the Macon tournament, we've done well in it, but I don't think it's really helped us like you want a Christmas tournament to help you improve your game.
Well, I mean, we played Macon County three times in the span of a week last year. We played them right before Christmas. Then we played two games and then met them in the finals of their Christmas tournament, then played them the first game right after Christmas. So there's only so much playing the same team over and over can do for you.
You really need to see different folks, don't you?
Absolutely.
And see the different, you know, each team has a different style of player, which presents a special challenge, doesn't it, Coach?
And that's what you want to prepare you for tournament time, seeing different styles and to have something to compare the tournament games to.
Okay, I think we're about to run out of time here, it looks like. And you were worried about having anything to say.
Absolutely.
Our birthday and anniversary winner today is Mr. Ricky Hale. And I think the chamber office is not open today, but the procedure is that he or a representative of his family can come by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up a certificate for the ice cream cake over at the Salina Dairy Queen and take it over there and get one of those. And Ricky, share it with all these folks that called in. At least everyone, maybe with all the names on that list, maybe everyone will get one piece out of it. But we're always glad to get to give away one of these cakes, and we hope everyone will continue to call 243-5574 and speak slowly, clearly, and leave your name and phone number, so if we don't get all the information, that we can get back to you. And see, we're looking forward to basketball Tuesday night. We're looking forward to the bazaar on Friday and Saturday, and all the other things coming up here. I know Christmas parade's coming up, our program here at the courthouse coming, so keep all those things on tonight, and we will just keep you posted and updated on all those things. But I guess until this same time next week, it's time to shut the barn door. Now we've got everything run out of the barn, we can shut the door where they can't get back in, and we'll see you again next week, good Lord willing, at the same place, and that is WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we do that. And with that said, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.